15% or more on car insurance. To see how much you could save, call GEICO at 1-800-947-AUTO or visit geico.com. 27 holes and Dustin Johnson was bogey-free. And on 28th, his par putt rimmed out and his first bogey of the British Open. But Johnson still in the lead right now at 10 under par, one shot better than Danny Willett. Luke Donald is two shots back with Paul Laurie. Donald 4 under today, Laurie 2 under after an opening round 66. And Jason Day also 2 under today, and he is at 8 under as well. Adam Scott had a terrific showing today, a 5 under 67. That leaves him three shots off the lead. Jordan Spieth right now even on the day, and he remains at 5 under par. Tiger Woods continues to struggle. He's at 5 over through 10. Phil Mickelson, his second round is complete after an even par 72. He remains at even par. Baseball this afternoon, the runs have started to come on the south side of Chicago, where the Royals lead the White Sox 4-2 in the bottom half of the sixth, as Alex Rios and Mike Moustakas have both gone deep for Kansas City. Giovanni Soto and Adam Eaton both with home runs, accounting for the two White Sox runs, front part of a day-night doubleheader today at U.S. Cellular Field. Coming up tonight, the Angels look to continue their first-half surge when they host the Red Sox. They've opened up a half-a-game lead over the Astros, who are home to take on the Rangers, looking to haul at the six-game skid. I'm Rich Ackerman.
Working late? Traveling? We'll keep you company. I'm Amy Lawrence. After hours, 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, weekdays on CBS Sports Radio.
I'm Patrick Zeiner with your community calendar on Sports Radio 1150 and the Zone 102.7 FM. Brought to you by R.P. Lee Termite and Pest Control, shielding and protecting homes against pests for over 30 years. For more information, visit rpleepestcontrol.com. The Navasota Theater Alliance asks you to join them in building a new state-of-the-art theater in Navasota, which will cater to all patrons regardless of physical challenges. Visit navasotatheater.com. The Brazos Valley Farmers Market has moved to the north side of downtown Bryan. Vendors are set up on 21st Street between Main and Bryan tomorrow between 8 and noon. Texas A&M physicians are providing a free diabetes self-management class from 9 to 11 beginning Tuesday that will be held every Tuesday morning until August 25th. For more information or to sign up for classes, call 436-0400. Today, slight chance of rain, sunny and 95, heat index of 103. Tomorrow, mostly clear and 76. Each Wednesday, it's the Zone Shootout at the Travis Bryan Municipal Golf Course. Two-person nine-hole scramble tournament, prizes for net, gross, and skins. Find more information at the events tab at zone1150.com.
Can a Texas realtor help you sell your home? Of course. Is a Texas realtor your go-to source to buy property? You betcha. Will a Texas realtor make you an omelet with salsa fresca? Unlikely. But if you want more office space, need a property manager, want to buy a ranch, get a condo, upgrade, downsize, or exchange your duplex for a triplex, a Texas realtor is the professional for you. Just make your own omelet, okay?
Whatever your real estate dream, a Texas realtor can get you there. Find a Texas realtor at texasrealestate.com.
Will a Texas realtor help you negotiate your real estate deal? Absolutely. Is a Texas realtor your best source for accurate real estate info? Unquestionably. Will a Texas realtor show you how to fold an origami penguin? Probably not. But if you want to buy your first home, sell your ranch, get a lake house, lease a warehouse, move downtown, uptown, or out of town, a Texas realtor is the professional for you. You're on your own with the penguin, though.
Whatever your real estate dream, a Texas realtor can get you there. Find a Texas realtor at texasrealestate.com.
Here's Brad Beard of Intercon.
As the old saying goes, if your only tool is a hammer, everything looks like a nail. At Intercon, we have a full toolbox to meet your window needs. Perhaps your home is ready for a full retrofit to vinyl windows. This full replacement option beautifies your home while improving thermal efficiency, noise reduction, and dust penetration. On the other hand, your existing windows may just need some maintenance. The glass in your existing windows may be replaced, in many cases, upgraded to more efficient options. The mechanism in your windows can be replaced to allow the window to operate more smoothly. Maybe you just need solar screens on some windows to eliminate hot spots in your home that tax the air conditioning system and make some rooms unlivable. With the breadth and depth of Intercon's knowledge and product offering, we can find the solution that meets your needs and budgetary constraints. Trust your friends at Intercon to understand your needs and use the best tool for the job.
Whether you have new construction or an existing home, let the fine folks from Intercon help your home energy efficiency year-round. Call Brad Beard of Intercon today at 823-3639. That's 823-3639.
Looking to showcase your business and get your logo out in front of the public? One of the most cost-effective ways to advertise your business is for your staff to be dressed in shirts with your company's logo. Send Monograms and More your logo today and let them get you started by outfitting your company's staff. They'll send you a proof and you simply go online to their website or drop by their showroom at 1806 Welch in College Station and pick out the right shirt styles for your business. It's that simple. Call Monograms and More at 693-7773 or go online to monograms-more.com today.
Come stand with the 12th man at all Texas A&M athletic events. You make a difference for our student athletes in our venues. Tickets are available at 888-99-AGGIE or visit 12thman.com/tickets. Thanks and gig 'em. Aggie fans, Texas A&M Athletics is always just a few clicks away on your digital device. Stay connected by following us on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. Visit 12thman.com/social media for a complete social media directory.
Listen to the Zone 102.7 and Sports Radio 1150 on your smartphone, tablet, or PC. Visit RadioAggieland.com.
And now it's Aggie Nation, powered by the Eagle on Sports Radio 1150, The Zone.
And it's brought to you by MSC Opus, the second hour coming up. You want to find out about MSC Opus, all you got to do is go to the website, mscopus.org, and they'll tell you all about the upcoming season on the Texas A&M campus. I'm a big Opus fan, and they're doing more family kind of oriented things this year, it seems like. They always have a bunch of different things out there, but I'm a fan. I want to talk to about ESPN in the second hour. I'm David Campbell with Robert Primo as we're wrapping up the week. We didn't have to go all the way to Hoover, Alabama to do this, but as Cease and Aubrey did during the course of the week. But ESPN, I was reading this thing the other day about the salary cap that Disney has put on ESPN. Right. They got to cut like $100 million. And I've already seen people around here say, well, you got to cut the Longhorn Network. Just cut it out. Well, that'll save you how much this much money. But those are all commitments that you can't really cut those things.
You can't cut it, but it is, I hate to say, I did think, gosh, I wonder how much the Longhorn Network is responsible for them having this overhead like this. Or whatever. Yeah. But anyway.
Well, it's got to the point. Keith Olbermann is now gone. He's no longer right. with the network. You've got the Colin Cowherd leaving ESPN radio, and he's whatever you think of Colin Cowherd, I very, very rarely ever agreed with anything that he had to say.
I hadn't met anybody who likes him. I swear, I don't know one single person who's ever said anything good about him.
But he's been a pretty good guy for him for 10 years.
He must
as
be.
Far as, because a lot of people do listen.
Right.
To him.
You would think they wouldn't keep running him out there, or they wouldn't have. And he got a gig like that. I mean, I think Fox Sports signed him immediately.
Well, all that said, what do you cut out of ESPN? I mean, what if you know, ESPN, most of our lives, there aren't really many people around now who don't remember what it was like, or who can remember what it was like before ESPN was around.
Right.
You know, SportsCenter is not the SportsCenter it was in the early years when Dan Patrick and Keith Olbermann were basically the main hosts on there, which is they were the stars of that show. And I don't know that they've got stars on SportsCenter. Do we need SportsCenter as many times as we get it during the course of the day? But you got to feel something. What does ESPN do? How do they save this money when they've got these kind of commitments to a variety of things? They're talking about cutting out $100 million from the budget in 2016 and $250 million the following year. That seems like, now I know we're talking about billions with them, that still seems like pretty significant cuts to me.
I can tell you where they can start, and it's as simple as this. Every show that they staff, except SportsCenter, at least in terms of SportsCenter, has always had two hosts, and I think that two-host thing works really well for them. Every show they have, whether it's a pregame, postgame, or in some cases during game, every show cut at least one talking head. I think sometimes you turn on the TV and you literally see six suits talking at once about whatever it is, the World Cup or the NFL. Do we really need that? And maybe I wonder, you know, when you first said this, I thought, ESPN cutting, it seems like all ESPN does is add growth, because they print money. Why are they cutting? But maybe somebody at Disney's finally thought what I think a lot of us think is, I mean, I don't watch. How do you watch a pregame show where there's six people? I mean, you can tell just by watching that all they're trying to do is figure out the mechanics of how the hell do you get six voices in one segment of TV before the next commercial. I mean, it's almost nobody ever says anything worth listening to because each person has like 5 seconds to speak.
You know, and I've gotten also to the point of they break down every play on every game, it seems like, at this point. And I think we've gotten to the point people don't really know how to go to even a high school football game and say, okay, they ran that play to set up this play later. You know, I don't think people do that because you nitpick every play. And
right,
having
they're,
too
they're
many
criticizing
people there,
plays. I get what you're saying.
Because you've got so many people, but I agree with you in the number of people. You've got so many people looking for that opportunity.
Right.
They got some cool graphics. I will tell you that. The graphics are spectacular, and maybe that's something we'll see a little bit less of. Maybe it'll just be guys walking around on artificial turf football fields.
I know. That's, to me, that would be the easiest place to make cuts is just cut. I mean, I don't know. If it's a pregame show for a baseball game, cut, instead of having three people in the booth, have two. I mean, little things like that, if you just do it across the board, I would imagine that if ESPN has a lot of fat, and I would think they do, I mean, because they have so much money, I mean, they're showing, and I don't want to knock them because I'm a big golf fan, but first of all, they're showing, watching the British Open is I wish I had it side by side. I could do a rundown of pros and cons, but I know Fox has just entered the golf game and they've got a ways to go. But you can see the difference in coverage between Fox and ESPN, and how much better the ESPN guys and the ABC group does with the British Open because they've done it so well.
Right, they've done it so long.
But they are showing a main feed. They have a team dedicated to a feature group. They're showing just the 17th hole. You know, maybe in the future. If they're trying to cut fat, maybe they only have, you know, three feeds instead of four, or two instead of three, things like that. The other thing is, I don't know how much money they actually spend in this, but the advent of ESPN3 and the webcast, I mean, I can watch, it feels like I'm exaggerating, but I can watch half the Bearcat football games online now live. That never was the case 10 years ago, not even 5 years ago, and I wonder how much money is spent on all of that.
They had the reason that this is coming about, and it has a lot to do with how people view TV these days. You're getting a lot of things on your electronic devices, whether you're watching an iPad or watching on your phone or watching on your computer and things like that. And there's a lot of unbundling. People don't want the big cable deals. Well, it costs you about a little over $6 to have ESPN if you're on cable. So that's
right.
About what. But they had this thing in USA Today that just fascinated me. I thought it was really interesting. They say unbundling the thing, if you want to get it that way, one of the things they came up with from the Moffitt Nathanson Research Center, they tell Forbes magazine that the projected amount that it would cost to get ESPN, if you wanted it on these things and don't get it on your TV, would be $36.30 a month. Now, I can believe it's going to cost more, but my initial thought was, what could you do without on ESPN? What sport? And it's one of the things that they talked about as well. I think the NFL, first of all, I think the NFL could move back off there and move back to ABC, which is another part of Disney. But I think they could help themselves a lot. I can't imagine ABC wouldn't want it back too.
Honestly, I don't watch the. I'm watching. Full disclosure, I've got ESPN3 up right now. Dustin Johnson just put it in on, I don't know if it's 12 or 13. I think he made up. Yeah, he just parred till I'm 12. He's 10 under, still in the lead. But other than what I'm watching right now and Monday Night Football still on ESPN, right, that's really about all I watch. I don't watch talking head shows. I don't watch pregame shows. I really don't even watch SportsCenter. So there's really not a lot that I need ESPN for personally.
Yeah, me too.
The average listener who's out there right now, I don't know. I know when I was in college, I didn't miss SportsCenter. And I had ESPN. ESPN was a baseline for me. And I would imagine that's still true for a lot of younger people as they're growing up and they're spending a lot of time watching TV. I would imagine the sports fan gravitates to there. It seems like from experience here at the Eagle, you know, when we hire young people, so many of them seem to know a lot about ESPN and are tuned into it. It's a good question, though, because, you know, other than the open Monday Night Football and maybe the 30 for 30s, which now you can get through streaming services that aren't even ESPN, I don't watch a whole lot. Yeah. I mean, I do, but not much.
They did an interesting thing in the USA Today article, and it was they broke it down by sports. What sports would do you have to have ESPN for?
I would want Monday Night Football if I could have it, for
well,
sure.
Well, they had Major League Baseball said, yeah, you can do without it. Hockey, obviously, you can do without it. They don't really
cover hockey anymore.
I mean, you don't have any problem. College football,
it's huge.
You gotta
and
have
I,
it.
And see, I work on Saturdays. I don't watch college football. If I didn't work on Saturday, oh yeah, I would have to have ESPN because they. I mean, it's college football all day, and I would want that option for sure.
Well, and they ran through a bunch of them. Soccer, yeah, you could do without it on ESPN. That's on a lot of other places too, and they broke it down by sport. Golf, probably. You know, you get
other
some,
than the British Open. There's nothing they do that I really am that interested in.
But it's really a fascinating story. USA Today's got it, and they talk a little bit about, you know, what would fans have a hard time doing without ESPN on. So, but I'm not paying $36.50 or whatever it's going to be.
No,
so,
no, I'm not either.
Because as long as I work for the Eagle, I'm not anyway. By golly, all right, we've got a lot of variety of things to talk about. We got a movie to talk about now. What would the movie be today?
I don't know. I didn't look ahead.
I know what Rob's going to talk about, and it fits this show pretty well because I think we're going to talk about train wrecks. We're going to take a break right now. Sports Radio 1150 and 102.7 FM The Zone. That's where we are. We'll be right back.
Polaris Fun Center reminds you that the summer is here and it's time to ride. Find your new Polaris during the summer sales event going on now at Polaris Fun Center. Get huge rebates across the entire lineup from the world leader in off-road innovation, like $1,000 off a Ranger XP 900, $800 off Sportsman XP 1000, not to mention all the other huge rebates for Razor and Polaris Ace with financing as low as 2.99% on every machine in the lineup. It's the Polaris Summer Sales Event at Polaris Fun Center, just 1.5 miles north of Villa Maria on Texas Avenue in Bryan, where they sell and service fun, not trash.
Every driver has met that guy. You know, the guy who cuts people off and doesn't care what anyone else thinks. That guy who refuses to come to a complete stop at a stop sign because he always comes first. If you've never met that guy, think about it. Maybe it's because you are that guy.
Aggressive drivers, they aren't just rude, they can be deadly. Be safe, drive smart. This message sponsored by TxDOT.
It's summertime and a great time for sizzling hot deals at Normandy Tractor. If you need an affordable Kubota tractor to get the job done and you need it now, come see Vernon and the guys at Normandy Tractor. At Normandy Tractor, you'll find a huge selection and great prices on all Kubota tractors and utility vehicles. And right now, get the best deal of the summer with a Kubota L2501F 25 horsepower two-wheel drive tractor with a 5-foot land pride shredder complete with an $800 finance rebate and a $500 cash rebate. Only $11,695 or 10% down in payments of only $156 per month. Normandy Tractor asks you, why buy new when you can buy used with prices and payments as low as these? Need to finance? Normandy makes it easy with zero down payment and 0% financing on all new Kubota tractors and lawn equipment. And remember, most any trade can be your down payment. Normandy Tractor, voted best of the Brazos since 2002. Remember to shop the internet specials at normandytractor.com. Located at the corner of Highway 39 and OSR in Normandy, Texas. And remember, nobody beats Normandy Tractor.
Don't miss the return of the Belucci Hour at the Tap, Monday, July 27th. It's time to get recruiting insight from Billy Lucci and Bryce Jones of Texags Radio. And do we even have to mention the return of the Wrecking Crew with our brand new defensive coordinator? There's so much happening in Aggie football this fall, so we'll see you Monday, July 27th from noon till 1 at the Tap for the return of the Belucci Hour. Plus, enjoy the Tap's delicious $6.99 lunch specials with all the bells and whistles and make the Belucci Hour lunch a part of your game week.
each Wednesday evening. Grab a friend and grab your clubs and head out to the Travis Bryan Municipal Golf Course.
It's the Zone Shootout.
It's a two-person, nine-hole shotgun start scramble tournament with prizes for net, gross, and skins.
Prizes for net, gross, and skins.
Make sure to register your team by 3 o'clock day of. And the cost is only $28. For more info or to check out the weekly winners, visit the events tab at zone1150.com. Grab a friend and grab your clubs and head out to the Travis Bryan Municipal Golf Course.
It's the Zone Shootout.
Visit the events tab at zone1150.com.
Let's all go to the lobby. Let's all go to the lobby.
Oh, I'm sorry. Did I break your concentration?
And now it's movie time with Rob Clark.
What a strange person.
Here's this week's review.
The snozzberries taste like snozzberries.
On Aggie Nation, powered by the Eagle.
All right, Robbie came in here explaining why it was a good thing you didn't go see Ant-Man just after I talked about you did Train Wreck, right?
Yep. Big. It's an interesting weekend for movies. Ant-Man is probably the biggest, and as we were just talking, it sounds like it's a good movie. It's getting some good reviews, and I like Paul Rudd a lot, but I'm kind of marveled out, kind of action movied out. And I just didn't feel like going to see yet another big screen
explosion. Man from Uncle's coming out later this year. That's, so we got aunts and uncles all over the place,
true.
Right?
That's
so
true.
All right, but you went to see. I'm a big Amy Schumer fan. She cracks me up.
Yeah.
I watched her on. I watched actually recently a thing that she did on Netflix, which was just hilarious.
Yeah, I mean she's kind of
she
brash.
Wrote this, didn't she?
Yeah, she did. She wrote it. Judd Apatow directed it. Of course, he did 40-Year-Old Virgin and Knocked Up. Kind of lost a little mojo in recent years with Funny People and This Is 40. Those didn't quite register as much. But he didn't write this. And sometimes when directors don't do something that, when they direct something that they didn't write, it's kind of a nice change of pace. And I think that might be the case here. So yeah, Amy Schumer, who had never even been in a movie, I don't think, wrote this. And, she has her own Comedy Central show. And I don't get to watch the Comedy Central show because Suddenlink dropped Comedy Central.
Right,
so
yeah.
Thank you for that. But I've seen some of her stand-up stuff. And like you said, it's funny. It's pretty raw, pretty blunt. Lots of sex talk. But, anyway, so a lot of
I only watch the clean version of these things, so I didn't know that, but I'll take your word for it.
She can
how does that tie into the movie now?
It ties in directly, yes. Amy stars as Amy. She's completely self-absorbed. She drinks too much. She smokes pot. She sleeps around, essentially. A parade of one-night stands. There's only one guy that she sees regularly, played by John Cena, the wrestler. I think he was a former wrestler. She works for a magazine that's a lad mag kind of magazine with really rude stories about sex and celebrities. The editor is played by Tilda Swinton, and I didn't even realize it was her because she's all tan and leathery, not the pale white witch from Narnia. It's quite a makeup job they did on her. But Amy gets the assignment to write about a young doctor named Aaron, who's played by Bill Hader. And this doctor is the go-to guy for athletes, sort of like the Dr. James Andrews guy that operates on all the athletes.
Yeah.
But a young guy. Amy has zero interest in sports, but she falls for Aaron during the interview process on the first day, which involves spending the night. Very common in journalism, as I'm sure.
You guys always would agree. Are we over at Sumlin's just hanging out, seeing how things work.
Right. it's not terribly ethical scene there. But she falls for this guy to her chagrin. Love is a completely foreign concept to her, so she has a lot of trouble with it. There's a subplot of her dad, who's played by Colin Quinn, has...
Really? Colin Quinn's in this?
Yeah.
I saw that.
Yeah.
That's okay. I like Colin Quinn.
I do, too. And he's in an assisted living facility because he has MS, and that I believe that part is straight from Amy Schumer's childhood. Her father had MS, and so there's a lot of biographical stuff in here. And she has a younger sister who's married with a kid and living the life that Amy does not. Because it's a relationship movie, there are some traditional, plot points, but they make up for it with the humor and especially with the ending. That's all, you know, I'll really say about the plot. LeBron James, of all people, has a big role here as Aaron's pal. And
LeBron James hadn't had a big role since the NBA Finals, right?
Yeah,
so
yeah.
That's good. So how in the world do you think to put LeBron James in this movie?
Well, apparently she wrote him into the script because he was the only athlete that she had heard of. Like she has zero interest in sports.
Is that kind of like, let's take Brett Favre and put him in
Something About Mary,
right?
Exactly. And LeBron does okay. I mean, you can tell that, you know, he's really trying.
Well, he's got the help of playing LeBron James, right? That is the role of him.
Although he's...
But it's still a little...
He plays sort of a cheapskate and version of himself.
Okay.
And, like, he's obsessed with Downton Abbey.
okay.
You know, so... And all these things from the preview, so I'm not spoiling anything. But
he's at least okay. He's watchable.
Yeah, and there's a really funny scene where he plays one-on-one with Bill Hader, and you can guess how that goes.
Does he play the good guy Cleveland LeBron James or the bad guy Miami
James? He's in love with Cleveland in this movie.
Okay, all right, that's good.
Yeah. lots of cameos in this movie, and I don't want to give them away, especially the sports and entertainment ones. For comedy nerds, they'll see a lot of people. Colin Quinn, Dave Attell, Mike Birbiglia, Vanessa Bayer, a lot of SNL people, Pete Davidson, Leslie Jones, Tim Meadows, Method Man shows up with a Caribbean accent. Okay.
That's funny.
So there's a lot going on. Even though Schumer is entirely unlikable, you know, for most of the movie, she's more or less a terrible person. You know,
that's part of her act, too.
Yeah,
she plays I like Amy Schumer. I mean, she just, to me, her comedy is just brilliant. It's really good stuff.
You know, eventually she, you know, becomes fairly endearing to the crowd. You know, for her first movie, I think the writing is pretty strong. And she's a pretty good actress, too, especially for this being her first huge, you know, role outside of her show. Bill Hader, he's funny in everything. Everything I've seen him do, I think I like. And, he's good. He's not a leading man, but he plays this role well. LeBron gets a lot of laughs. John Cena gets a lot of laughs with his inability to insult people or to talk dirty to Amy during those special moments. Lots of laugh-out-loud moments. The crowd really liked it. Good crowd at, 10:45 this morning. So a nice comedy break from all the explosions of summer.
So you give it a pretty solid thumbs up.
I think it's a lot of fun, and it's not completely hokey and goofy and dumb. And it's, you know, there aren't that many great R-rated comedies, you know, that tackle adult things.
R is a hard letter for comedies because a lot of these comedies try to... When you're an R, you knock out the kids, and you can't bring in the kids. And so I think a lot of movies, a lot of studios fight R ratings if they think a movie has any kind of potential
On the other hand, if you're doing it, is there anybody out there but Judd Apatow to do it? I mean, there's a couple, but not.
Yeah, I mean, and the thing is, though, what was Blazing Saddles rated when it first came out? I know what it should be.
Yeah.
But the point is, it's not like risque type comedy movies haven't existed. I wonder where the line is for when they became. It seems like in the Anchorman era, we expect two or three really good R-rated comedy movies every year. I don't know how far that goes back. I know Judd Apatow is part of that group that does them now. But anyway, the point, it doesn't shock me that Amy Schumer did this movie, that she actually wrote it, that it's pretty good, and that it's R-rated.
Yeah.
She wouldn't be, I can't imagine her writing something for, you know, anything rated under R.
Right, yeah. You know, it probably goes back to old school and the Apatow movies and the Seth Rogen movies and Will Ferrell, and then Hangover was probably the ultimate example of the comedy that had to be R.
Right.
That unleashed a lot of them, but a lot of them didn't do well, and so this is kind of, it's sort of unique again.
Speaking of comedians writing movies, Richard Pryor was one of the main writers on that on Blazing Saddles.
Yeah.
So I mean, there's your throwback. That worked. But
you can't make that movie today.
No, I don't think you could make that movie today, and it's still funny to me today.
Yeah.
I mean, I still laugh at the movie, and although I'm much more of a young Frankenstein.
How does this movie stack up to Spy?
I think it's funnier than Spy.
Really?
Yeah. I liked Spy, but I think this one is, you know, more laughs.
I left Spy. My wife and I went to see Spy. I left Spy, and we kind of looked at each other. Seems like that should have been funnier.
Yeah.
You know, and
that's
and
interesting.
You know, it's just kind of we just both had the same opinion on Spy, and I actually like Melissa McCarthy, but I just didn't think it quite worked as well as Heat and some of the other movies she's done.
Yeah. And Apatow's repertoire, I think this is better than his past couple. I wouldn't put it at 40-Year-Old Virgin level, because I think that was pretty fantastic for its time, but it's fun, it's funny, and it's not a dumb comedy at all.
How I don't know if this will make exact sense, but how Bill Hader-y is Bill Hader? Because you know he can get pretty over the top with, or he was at times a little over the top with some of the real funny characters, real funny over the top, but I would imagine there's a line there that where he would be too much of that in a full length movie, and I wonder how did he handle that part.
He plays it pretty straight.
Does he?
As just a normal guy.
Not crazy eyebrow raises.
No,
every second.
Not doing Vincent Price impressions. he does have one voice thing that's really funny. He's got an amazing, you know, have you ever heard him do impressions and all that? He's
right.
Got a really unique voice. But as he did with Stefan, the SNL character.
Right.
Yeah, there's one funny, you know, vocal thing that he does, but he's good. He's solid, and I was pleasantly surprised by his acting. So
I just looked it up on the International Movie Database. There are four people listed in here as starring as the One Night Stand guy.
Yeah, yeah. That's a whole parade of them. Yeah, nice montage of those guys. It's fun, and I also want to point out another Amy note. That Premier Cinema and Brian is showing the Amy Winehouse documentary that's been getting so much news lately, and I was very pleasantly surprised to see that is playing there. If you like her music, you know, we all know, talk about Trainwreck, we all know, you know, about her personal life,
but
artistically she was pretty
she was good.
Very, very talented, and that's an interesting movie that I'm glad is here.
All right, anything coming up that you're really looking forward to?
Next week is Pixels with Adam Sandler and the video game stuff coming down to earth.
Yeah, if you like good, serious stuff, Adam Sandler's a good way to do
it. So, it's slim pickings. There is that Meryl Streep movie coming out, I believe, in the next month that I just saw the preview for. Ricky and the something. She plays a aging rocker who comes back home to deal with family issues. And I don't buy Meryl Streep as a rocker in any way. Yeah. But Jonathan Demme directed it, and he's pretty great. And Diablo Cody, who did Juno, wrote it. So
I want to see Mr. Holmes when he comes out.
Yeah.
So if you hear anything about it coming into town,
hopefully.
I don't think it's here yet, and I think it's actually premiering this week.
Yeah.
Some places, but not here. But that's the one I really very much want to see. Rob, thanks.
Sure.
All right, we're going to take one more break. We're going to have the high school report coming up next when we return on Aggie Nation, powered by the Eagle. You're listening to Sports Radio 1150 and 102.7 FM, The Zone.
From News Talk 1620 WTAW, I'm Bill Oliver with the news update on Sports Radio 1150 and The Zone 102.7 FM. A fire at one downtown Bryan business has affected several neighbors. Deputy Fire Marshal Fred Taylor says fire, smoke, and water damage was contained to the Edges building at William Joe Bryan in Maine, which is the home of the Halo Club. But electricity had to be turned off, impacting others in the block.
As far as the cause or reason, we don't have a clue yet. We haven't got in to start investigating. We're still trying to get it aired out, get the environment safe for us to be in. These old buildings don't have a lot of ventilation methods, so it's just time-consuming.
Taylor says cracks formed in the corner of the building facing WJB, forcing a lane closure for eastbound traffic as a safety precaution. Multiple agencies dealt with two crashes this morning near Milliken off Highway 6 at the Peach Creek exit. Brazos County Sheriff's Deputy says there were injuries from both mishaps, but none that were believed to be life-threatening. First was on the Peach Creek Road bridge over Highway 6, followed by a collision on the northbound service road. DPS at the scene of that crash, as well as one near Mumford on FM 50 at the railroad tracks where a train hit a cattle truck. Called Station Police investigating an aggravated kidnapping from yesterday afternoon. Victim said two known men forced him out of his apartment to help plan a robbery. He was let go after the suspects found out. Police were made aware by the victim's roommate. Something so important to Governor Abbott that he made it an emergency item in this year's legislative session was funding a new pre-kindergarten program. Bryan School Superintendent Tommy Wallace told the board at their last meeting it's something that cannot be done for the upcoming school year.
We won't this year. It'll be the following year because that just came in too late, and here we are. It passes, and we're 5 weeks from school starting. You're getting $1,500 more a student for a full day.
House Bill 4 limits classroom sizes to 11 four-year-olds for every teacher. Dr. Wallace says time is needed to find enough highly qualified instructors. Now that there's a proposed agreement for an Aggie football shuttle bus between downtown Bryan and Kyle Field, Bryan City Councilman Rafael Pena wants free parking in the garage that's next door to the shuttle bus location at the library.
So they wouldn't take up parking spots for the local businesses in downtown Bryan, that they all park at the garage. I want that thing packed. Most of the time it's not, and so let's utilize that those spaces available to us.
Hey, you'd pay the county?
We probably get a reduced rate, or maybe we both get in and they'll say it's okay. We'll not charge them at all on game days because it's a economic boom for the downtown Bryan.
The garage owned by the Brazos Transit District. For more, go online to WTAW.com. I'm Bill Oliver on Sports Radio 1150 in the Zone 102.7 FM.
At Schlitterbahn, there's so much for my family to do. We need a checklist. Miles of slides, rivers, and waves? Check. Plus, Schlitterbahn welcomes picnics and has free parking and tubes. Estimated savings of $100? Check. We also love how we can float the day away and enjoy so much family fun together. Packing our summer with amazing memories? Definitely check. Hold on to every moment at Schlitterbahn.
Get discounted tickets and plan your stay at Schlitterbahn.com.
It's time for Tailgater Truths, presented by Dish. Truth number 29. Game day without HD is like a tailgate without bacon-wrapped bacon with a side of bacon. With the Tailgater from Dish, you get mobile satellite TV and quarterback sacking HD. It sets up in 15 quick minutes or less and automatically connects to a satellite signal. So the only games you're playing are the ones you want to. Plus, there's no long-term contracts. You can pay as you go. Or add the Tailgater to your Dish Home account for only $7 a month. So fire up the grill and the TV and start making tail greatness this season. Just be sure to use a napkin before touching that remote, Mr. Bacon Fingers. To learn more, visit dish.com/tailgate. Restrictions include prepayment of all monthly and one-time fees.
Before construction ever starts on any new home or business, there has to be clearing and site preparation. That's why Kelly Burt Dozer should be your first thought and your first phone call. Kelly Burt Dozer has been clearing the path for progress for over 20 years, commercial or residential. See Kelly Burt Dozer for sand, gravel, topsoil and site preparation, lot, land, and road clearing. Kelly Burt Dozer, 778-1902. That's 778-1902.
You're listening to The Zone FM 102.7 and Sports Radio 1150. Now, it's time for the High School Report, covering all the local sports action in the community on Aggie Nation, powered by the Eagle.
And welcome back. This is Aggie Nation, powered by the Eagle. I'm David Campbell. Robert Primo is in with me today. I get in the habit of talking about that. Our high school report is brought to you by Kelly Burt Dozer, your number one excavating contractor. Call Kelly Burt Dozer at 778-1902. Proudly supporting the youth of our community. And we have Beth Jezrin with us today, the basketball coach, the girls basketball coach with the Bryan Lady Vikings. And Beth, appreciate you being here today. I see you've been elected to some more work, basically, with the Texas Association of Basketball Coaches.
Yes, that and my staff.
All right. Well, don't you have enough to do? It seems like you're busy every time I see you.
Well, yes, sir, but, busy keeps you out of trouble, so.
Well, tell me exactly what the because I've had some a couple of friends in the basketball community that have been involved with the TABC. Tell me exactly what you are doing.
Well, I was elected as second vice president. So basically in 3 years, I will become the president of the largest basketball organization in the United States.
And I know what that means immediately. You're going to a bunch of meetings, too, aren't you?
Yes, sir. We have four individual meetings, board meetings a year, and one of those is at our clinic. But three others, you know, that you gotta show up and be at, and then we talk. You talk about the different problems and solutions and things that we can do for our membership.
And also awards and things like that. I mean, I know you have a variety of things like that. TABC is a good organization. I've always thought, and I know it got started in Waco. It's not been there for a long time, but that's where it was actually started, at Midway High School. But it's really branched out to become a big organization involving a lot more people, having to do a lot of things now.
It is like I said earlier. It is the largest basketball organization in the United States. We're Michigan, I believe, is right on our heels. And, you know, we have over 2,000 coaches in the state of Texas that are members. And, you know, we promote basketball in the state of Texas. You know, football has the great THSCA. And so we felt like many, many years ago that basketball needed a similar organization in the state. And so it has grown from basically, you know, 50, 100 people on up to what it is today.
You know, it's interesting. This has more to do with how women's and girls' athletics progressed and moved on. But I always find it fascinating. We had the Texas Girls Coaches Association, which had their convention this week, and the TABC is something that has kind of grown out of the fact that girls sports have exploded over the last several decades, and it's a big deal when people were at one time willing to kind of overlook it. I'll bet you can recall when you were playing how things have grown during the course of this time.
Oh, you know, no doubt about it. Now, in high school, I was very spoiled at Pflugerville. You know, at that time, you would have a JV team play, then you'd have the varsity girls play, and then the varsity boys play. And the JV teams alternated. But when I was at Pflugerville, the gym would be packed for the girls, and then the boys were not as good. And well, half the crowd would leave, and, you know, that kind of hurt the boys' ego a little bit. But, you know, college was a whole other different story. And The game has just exploded, of boys and girls. You know, not only just the girls, but the Title IX, which has made it, you know, just a huge difference to girls' sports. But then also, if you look at the number of Texas players that, you know, played on the big stage in the Final Four last year, even in the women's Final Four, just, you know, Texas high school coaches just do a wonderful job of getting their kids ready to play college basketball.
You know what's fun for me? What's fun for me, Beth, is when I get a chance to go to the state basketball tournament, is to see the variety of approaches that coaches use. And because we see all kinds of stuff, guys and the girls, no matter how they play. Not everybody plays basketball the same. Texas basketball is really good. I'm not sure nationwide everybody understands just the kind of quality we have here.
Oh, exactly. And, you know, so much depends on your type of personnel and, you know, different coaches have different schedules, which, you know, make certain things better than others. Like, for instance, Coach Lombard out there at Canyon High School, you know, he works with third graders, basketball kids, all the way on up. So all he does is teach basketball all day long. And doesn't teach any classes. He's a girls coordinator and everything. So, you know, then you look at your bigger schools, your 5 and your 6A schools, where you have bigger staffs maybe, but you have less personal time, you know, with your kids. And, you know, that's one thing that I think we're doing here is I think we're starting to make a commitment to better our middle school programs here in Bryan ISD. And you know, in a couple of years, that's going to pay off for us.
And we're talking to Beth Jezrin, who is the basketball coach of the Bryan Lady Vikings. And, Coach, the quality of player is pretty good in the state of Texas, too. I was, you know, we've had national players of the year, including one you played against, Shanae Agwumike, when you guys went to the regional finals. And then she goes on to become a national player of the year at the college level.
Oh, no doubt. And, you know, she was her and her sister, who we played against both. Yep. They were both Rookie of the Year in the WNBA. So, you know, certainly is some real quality there.
Seems like I remember a fairly tall center that went to Baylor that played here in the in your tournament against you guys too as well.
Oh yes, Brittany Griner. Yes, we've had some great kids come through here in the tournament, and it you know, a lot of them are playing in the WNBA or overseas.
All right, you guys, I know every time I've been over, Brian, I haven't been over to the gym so much, but I've dropped by the field house and talked to your husband a few times. The strength and conditioning programs you guys have going this summer, seems like you've had a lot of kids up there.
We've had close to 250, 280 kids this summer. You know, right around 4th of July, we kind of, you know, have a lot of families go on vacation, so right now we're not having as many as we had the first 3 weeks. But it's definitely grown and grown and grown every year, and you know, it's just so good for our kids. So good for our kids to have a place to go to work out and you know, hang around kids that have like goals and want to achieve like they do. It just makes a huge difference.
You know, one of the things I never get a chance to talk to you about, and you brought this up when we were talking about how this is going to affect your staff, and your staff is going to be very busy. We never get a chance to talk about the assistant coaches on the team, but you've got some really good ones. Can you talk a little bit about some that you've got on this basketball team?
Oh, yes, sir. Yeah, you know, Lori Stewart is my varsity assistant. She came with me from Humble. I hired her right out of Sam Houston. She had played high school ball. And she wanted to be a coach in high school, and I hired her right out of college, and brought her up here with me. And in fact, she was Teacher of the Year at her elementary this past year. And so, you know, that shows the kind of teacher and coach that she is. And then Kelly Adams, he works with our JV, and then he also assists with the varsity, and I got to hire him too. He had gone into the business world first after A&M, and then had worked a year at Brenham, and we were lucky to hire him away from Brenham after that. And funny story here: my dad was finishing up fast pitch softball, and his dad was just starting to get into fast pitch softball, so our parents kind of knew each other. And you know, that's kind of a cool little thing there. And then Glenn Schroeder is our freshman coach. He's a young man that grew up most of his time in Russia. And he didn't play as much basketball over there as you know, he has since. But his parents are both diplomats. And so he grew up a lot overseas. So,
you know, that
our combination of personalities is just awesome. Everybody's a hard worker, and everybody loves to be around the kids. And the different experiences really, I think, contribute to our program tremendously.
You know, that strikes me as an odd mix—a basketball coach who is related to a diplomat. Because I don't—I think sometimes you guys aren't always the most diplomatic people in the world, to be honest with you.
Well, you know, we try to be.
You're trying to coax them into following your opinion. Is that correct?
Exactly. You know, you got to be a good teacher to be a good coach.
All right. When will you actually get started with basketball this season? What's the start time? I know the UL has kind of moved that around over the years and pushed it back a little bit, actually because of worries about the possibility of Title IX lawsuits or something like that. So your season is just as long as the guys' season, even though you finish it a week earlier.
Correct. It's October the 18th, I believe. I believe that's what's on our schedule, you know, to start working out after school. But, you know, our kids finished up summer league first couple weeks of June. We'll come back in the fall, and, of course, we'll be working out during our athletic period and getting ready to, you know, get in shape and go through basic skills and everything so that when October the 18th comes, we'll be ready to hit the court running, and we do a lot more team stuff, you know, then. We still focus on fundamentals for the first hour, but the last hour is mostly team.
But I'm going to see you out on the football field prior to that, because your husband's going to be coaching on that football field with the defending district champions, the Vikings. So
yes,
I guess that's going to be You've been doing that for a few years, keeping stats for them and just hanging around the sideline.
I've been married 33 years, and I think I've been doing stats on the sideline for 28 of those.
Wow.
For 30 of those. Yeah, I think it's 30 of those. So, yes, sir.
So you've changed
a little bit from paper pencil to a little bit more computer, but it's still the same thing.
Beth Jesrin, we do appreciate it, and hey, congratulations on the TABC thing. But as I know, a friend of mine that went through this same process and became the president of the TABC, you'll be busy. You're going to have a lot of work to do with the Texas Association of Basketball Coaches.
Yes, sir, and I would like to encourage anybody that would love to be a member, or even if you're an ex-basketball coach and you want to be an alumni of our organization, you can also do that. So I encourage anybody to go on to tabchoops.org and register and become a member of TABC. You can be a middle school coach, you can be a retired coach, or you can be a current coach. Assistants, head coaches, doesn't matter. Best organization in the United States.
Well, I'm not a coach, and thank goodness never will be, because basketball doesn't deserve that. But I get on that website on a fairly regular basis. So, hey, thanks for that, and we'll be in touch as basketball season rolls around, and we'll be talking to you during football season as well.
Yes, sir. Thank you for having me.
That's Beth Jesrin, the head coach of the Bryan Lady Vikings. We're going to be back to wrap this thing up. I'll tell you what we're going to do, though. I got four more tickets for Sunday's games for the Brazos Valley Bombers as they take on the East Texas Pump Jacks. Let's go caller number three again, 693-1150, and we'll give away those tickets if you want to go to Sunday's game that also starts at 7:05 against East Texas. Now we'll take a break, and we'll tell you what's coming up in the Eagle tomorrow when we return.
Before construction ever starts on any new home or business, there has to be clearing and site preparation. That's why Kelly Burt Dozer should be your first thought and your first phone call. Kelly Burt Dozer has been clearing the path for progress for over 20 years, commercial or residential. See Kelly Burt Dozer for sand, gravel, topsoil and site preparation, lot, land, and road clearing. Kelly Burt Dozer, 778-1902. That's 778-1902.
It's summertime and you're on the go to camps, sporting events, day trips, or just around town. So make sure you stop in at your neighborhood Rattlers and check out all the icy cold drink specials, or grab a snack of Duke's Beef Jerky, all flavors only $5.99 a pack. Or pick up some lunch like a delicious fully loaded hot dog, only 79 cents with your registered Rattlers Rewards card. Working out in the sun? Then cool off after work with a 12-pack of beer from the fine families of beer from Bud, Miller, and Coors, only $10.99. Rattlers, friendly, clean, Texan.
Welcome to the season that dreams are made of. The stars have aligned for a positively enchanting new Opus season. The main stage lineup features Beauty and the Beast, sponsored by Aggieland Credit Union, Million Dollar Quartet, Joseph and the Amazing Technicolor Dreamcoat, Disney in Concert, magical music from the movies, and an opening night concert starring Voice Play, sponsored by Allstate. Season and single tickets on sale now at mscopus.org.
Looking to showcase your business and get your logo out in front of the public? One of the most cost-effective ways to advertise your business is for your staff to be dressed in shirts with your company's logo. Send Monograms and More your logo today and let them get you started by outfitting your company's staff. They'll send you a proof and you simply go online to their website or drop by their showroom at 1806 Welch in College Station and pick out the right shirt styles for your business. It's that simple. Call Monograms and More at 693-7773 or go online to monograms-more.com today.
There's nothing like baseball and fireworks at the ballpark. This season, the Texas Rangers have a special Fireworks Friday deal for all fans. Fans can enter fireworks as a coupon code at texasrangers.com/specials and get $14 upper reserve tickets. Watch your Rangers light up the Arlington skies and stay for a post-game fireworks set to great music. Tickets are going fast, so reserve your seat now at texasrangers.com/specials. Offer valid for most Friday home games.
Hi, popular sports talk host Chip Howard reminding you that I'm gone for a while. Don't worry, it's nothing serious, just an opportunity to shake off the stress of having to entertain for 2 hours a day, 3 days a week. I'm worn out. But while I'm gone, you'll be entertained by much younger hosts who are actually excited about being on the job. So listen in every day and please patronize my sponsors. Otherwise, I'll have to work more. Remember, it's Sports Radio 1150 and The Zone 102.7 FM.
is with us. She's brought Tom Selleck in here today. Kelly, you're usually the only one in here, so I'll let you introduce who you bring in.
Yeah, sure. So Tom Selleck, a.k.a. Sam Peschek, who we talked about yesterday, and if you're listening, Sam had full beard. He was going to go cover fire school last night.
Was it burned off? Was it?
No.
Sure. Okay,
it's
all
not
right.
That dramatic.
All right.
And he said, you know, because he's a very outgoing, adventurous young man.
Right.
And he says, I was going to, you know, go just make it a mustache just for in honor of fire school. Gee, I wonder why. And he did so. And so he's still got the mustache. But that's not why he's here to talk. But it's not really a Tom Selleck. It's not. If you increased it by 3 times the amount of hair, then it'd be Tom Selleck.
Have the volume.
Sam could pull it off.
You
can pull it off. Kelly, you wouldn't look good with a mustache, but it works for Sam.
I'm racking up the compliments today, except from...
I know. Well, it's divided. The men are like, hey, I love it. And the women are like, did you see that young, pretty girl that just stopped him in the newsroom and said, you need to reevaluate your life.
Just for having a mustache.
Yeah, and she embarrassed you in front of all your coworkers. Who all have beards.
I embarrass myself enough.
I can do that with shaving or not shaving, so it's not really a problem for me. All right, you guys actually have some...
Just to say I don't have a mustache.
You don't. let's really get off this topic fast,
okay,
and let's talk about what we do have coming up in the paper.
Well, we've got more Jade Helm news out of Bryan College Station, so you'll definitely want to go online to theeagle.com and MiamiNation.com, read about that, or pick up a paper tomorrow. But we also, the reason Sam is in here today is to tell us, it's one of those, you know, we tell you a lot of bad news, a lot of weird news. He's here to tell you a very feel-good news story.
Well, like
so
that.
Tell us where you just came from and what this story is all about.
I came from Hollick's Boots store today. If you remember back earlier in football season when Ryan Kreider, the Reveille 8 handler, threw that block on the SMU, I think it was a defensive back or receiver who got too close early in the sideline.
A nice job, too. Yeah, I mean, it was a protective block.
Exactly. I talked to a physicist, actually, at A&M, and it turns out he actually did save her life. But right after that happened, Corps Commandant Joe Ramirez promised to pay for his senior boots, and today he did that. He signed the check after Ryan got his boots fitted. And they did it at the historic Hollick store. Yeah.
How much was the check for?
It was, I don't want to say, but I will tell you that Ryan put down a $200 down payment and it filled out the rest. And these boots are usually $1,600. So I don't want to say.
Wow, really?
How
$1,400?
Nice, yeah, exactly. So I don't want to say how nice Joe was, but Joe, he came in big today.
Was there an A&M seal at the top of that check, or was it a personal check?
It was a personal check.
I had no idea.
I know.
I'll start with this to begin with. I had no idea those boots cost that kind of
$1,600. Oh, yeah. Yeah, they're pretty penny. They have a scholarship. Like, if you can apply for scholarships, they try, if you cannot afford one, they do try to help with the financing of it. And, of course, Hollick's is one of the oldest businesses in town. They've been...
1891.
It's family-owned, operated, and they used to be over in the Northgate area, and then they kind of got evicted and had to move out. But the good news is...
a lot of people over there.
Yeah, exactly.
And the cool thing is that they have a picture of the block
really?
Yeah, they have it hanging up on the walls there. It's signed by Ryan, so he's part of...
No Reveille signature?
It did have a little paw print on there. It had a little paw print.
Oh, that's cool.
It said Rev 8 and it had a little paw print, but now he's part of Hollick's history now.
So what did you tell me out in the newsroom right before I came in here?
They hugged. Joe Ramirez has a big old tattoo on his forearm. You know, Ryan's nicest guy ever, but, you know, you're not going to be a cupcake if you're in the Corps Cadets, from what it sounds like. And they hugged.
They hugged.
Two dudes.
That's cool.
Two dudes hugging. Yeah.
Well,
that happens.
What's the tattoo got to do with it?
He's a tough guy. He's Joe Ramirez, big tough guy, you know, 31 years in the military. You know, not every day you see two Army guys hugging, so I thought that was pretty... That's pretty cool. Just shows how emotional it
was
that whole day. Hey!
What's the tattoo of?
It was a thistle, I think.
A thistle?
Yeah. Like one of those, you know, shieldy, thistle-y type things. So,
right.
Yeah.
That's good stuff. Well, I can't wait to read the
story.
It'll be up on MiAggieNation.com, of course. And,
Anything else coming up this weekend? I mean, we're okay with bad news.
Sam also is writing a story about the 2012 grad who is behind the website New Sense Park.
New Spence Park.
Yep. So all the theories people have been hearing about this, we're going to explain fact from fiction, and you'll definitely want to read that.
All right, that's going to wrap it up. Thanks for joining us today on this Friday. Thanks to Kelly. Thanks to Sam. Primo, who was in here for the whole couple hours. Rob in with the movie time today. And Uri, who stopped by to talk about the Bombers. Appreciate you being with us. And thanks for listening to Aggie Nation Powered by the Eagle. We are out of here.
Listen to your favorite shows with Gabe, Louie, Aubrey, and Chip weekdays on the Zone FM 102.7 and Sports Radio 1150. This is KZNE, KNDE HD3, and KNDE HD4, K274CM, College Station Bryan.
Jackerman play just about over today at St. Andrews, where Dustin